Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this Law of Attraction podcast. Today, we have an interesting subject. We're going to talk about how to be a successful gambler using the Law of Attraction. Now, wait a minute. If you're not a gambler, does it mean you have to tune out? Because many of the principles will be effective in whatever area of your life you're most interested in. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to this.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt, enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness, make more money than you ever believed possible, obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert and Rachel Zink have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Okay, all you have to do is visit our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. By the way, before we begin this now, also want to remind you that we have our YouTube channel up and going. We've put a new video up there, and I think you're going to find it absolutely empowering. It's only 5 minutes. So go to our YouTube channel, Law of Attraction Solutions. There's only one video up there right now, so you can't miss it. Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube. And watch the video. If you like it, give us a thumbs up and leave a comment. We appreciate it so much. By the way, want to say hello to all my friends in Australia. Reminder to go to iTunes Australia and leave us that 5-star review. It really helps us reach more people in Australia and New Zealand. Thank you so much. Okay, here we go. Number one, if you're a gambler, I think it's important to form a separate investment account. Don't take your rent money, your milk money, your bread money, and use it for gambling. Put together a separate investment account. That way, you have less fear attached to the outcome. Certainly, there is a tendency to have fear even if it's a separate investment account, because it's still your money. But it only makes sense. Look, if you were a major investor, you wouldn't be using your household money to invest in stocks or bonds or commodities. So why would you do it with gambling? Okay? I'm telling you that if you're a gambler, using the Law of Attraction along with miracle magic, you can do extraordinarily well. but you do have to know your sport. So number two is visualize winning. And you need to practice some creative visualization. The visualization should be accompanied by affirmations and incantations. And you should really do this in a very intense fashion, 30 days before you intend to gamble. So don't, if you're already gambling, give yourself 30 days before this really kicks in. Why? You're asking me why. Well, it's 21 days. I'm just giving it a little patty. 30 days. It takes about 21 days for the subconscious mind to be able to accept new beliefs. And you may have counterintentions that are percolating in your subconscious mind, causing you to lose. Ouch. You get what I'm talking about? I mean, does it make sense? So 30 days plus. So here's what I would do. Look, if you're planning a trip to Las Vegas, 30 days before you go, start the affirmations, the creative visualization, and all of that. Now, if you can do it 60 days, it's even better. 90 days, great. Once you start, if you are a professional gambler, you must reaffirm, reincantate, and revisualize all the time. It's part of your job. Having your mind act as a positive transmitter for what it is that you desire is essential. The third tip is to practice. You know, you can practice with fake money. You can keep a record. You can use chips. You can have your husband or your wife deal the cards for you. You can look at old horse races where you don't know the result. There's a lot of ways to practice, but practice, 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 and more practice. Absolutely essential.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number four, guard your thoughts and words. Because your thoughts and your words lead to your emotions, which are generated as feeling. And it is feeling that affects the field of infinite potential. Okay, so you're affecting this field. And by affecting the field, you don't affect it with, the field doesn't understand words. The field understands vibration. That's the key. It understands vibration. And you've got to get the right feeling vibration working on the field. I call it the infinite field of potential. Number five, only invest in games or sports that you enjoy. You know, if you're not into soccer, don't invest in soccer. But if you're into baseball, invest in baseball. So, find sports that you enjoy. If you are a sports bettor, find games that you enjoy and learn their rules inside out. If you enjoy, say, blackjack or whatever game. You know, some people like roulette. Some people feel that law of attraction practitioners do the very, very best at roulette. Next. Don't worry about the odds. Look at, let's take blackjack, for example. Over a million hands, the house is always going to win. That's the law of mathematics. And that law is as solid as the law of attraction. So over a million hands, the house will always win. Because that is the law of mathematics. But you're not playing a million hands. You may be playing 10,000 hands over a week. So over 10,000 hands, you can play and control the streak. In other words, there are streaks that take place. And your job is to tap into those streaks, to manipulate those streaks. If we were to look at a grid, we would see that over a million hands, there are huge wins for the house and huge wins for the gambler. But over the long run, the house wins about 1.5%. So it comes out ahead. But you're only looking to play 1,000 hands, 10,000 hands, 100,000 hands. So you're focusing on the streaks, not on a million hands. So don't look at the odds. You know, that's going to mess you up. You are not playing the odds. You are focusing on the feelings and the energy.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Check your vibration. Keep your vibration focused. Make certain that your vibration is always in a present state of attracting. I am attracting, and feel those horses that you have selected coming in first, or feel the team that you have bet on winning. Be absolutely certain. Have no doubt. Feel as if it has already happened. Number 8, don't be greedy. I can tell you a little story. Many years ago, I was traveling up the West Coast and I needed some money to get to Seattle. I was coming from Los Angeles to get to Seattle and get an apartment and pay the rent and the utilities and the phone and all that. I didn't have any money. So I stopped off in Reno and I began applying the law of attraction. And I knew exactly how much money I needed. I had budgeted everything out to the penny, plus gave myself 10%. And this was enough money to survive for 3 months in Seattle. Otherwise, I was just going to go back to LA. I had a choice either way. And this is when I was first learning hermetic principles. So I wasn't really a master at it at that point, but I had an idea. So I went to Reno. I knew the amount of money I needed to win. I sat there for 3 days. And continued to break even. At the end of the third day, I began winning uncontrollably. I mean, I wanted to literally get up and leave. I was tired, but I kept winning. The game was blackjack at the time. And I was winning almost out of control. They were switching decks on me. They were switching dealers. They were asking me to switch to a different table. They were offering to buy me dinner, offering me show tickets, you name it. They were doing everything they could to break my energy. When I hit the amount that I needed, that I had written down on a piece of paper, when I hit that amount, I couldn't win a penny more. I tried the next day even. And I simply could not win a penny more. Don't be greedy. Know what you need. Know what you expect as a good return on your investment. Finally, gratitude. Be grateful for all that you already have. For all that's going well in your life. Be grateful for your body and for your eyes and your ears and your mouth or your teeth. Every part of your life, your body, your friends, your family, your mother, your father, your cat, your dog, your frog, be thankful. Be thankful for all the victories you've had and all the victories you will continue to have. Live in a world of gratitude. You're going to do very well. You are a winner. I know this. You're not a gambler. So don't use that term. Call yourself a very, very risky, speculative investor. That's what you are. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. And remember, when you win, pay a little bit of it forward. Have a great day. Bye-bye.